Word.
I got stuff.
Me too. Looking good. I don't remember what the show is about or what we're doing, but...
Oh, nope. My microphone is all the way at max. I'm going to turn it down a little bit.
Microphone to the max! Yeah, let me take a real quick glance.
Maybe by the time all this is done, we can go to Vegas for Rady's 50th birthday.
Wait, what are we doing?
I said, maybe once all this finishes, we can wrap this up and go to Vegas for Ray's 50th birthday.
Yeah, I would do that. That would sound awesome.
I'm going to go again for my 50th birthday.
Oh, that seems excessive. As a matter of fact, I think we'll see. I can definitely do Vegas. I'll see what my family wants to do. I think we'll just continue saving. I think we're close to, not close, but, and by not close, I mean, I'd like to wait till Owen is 8 to take him to
Disney's.
Yeah, but I would like to do like a 10-day trip. I want to do like 2 days of Universal and a week of Disney.
Should take him to
Funky Town,
Cape Canaveral while you're there.
Oh, yeah, they have spaceships, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we can work that into the rotation. I don't know
how great Universal is. It's not that far away from Orlando, really.
I'm going to look at open on the channel.
Yeah, do it. How much Universal do I have to do that isn't Hogwarts?
I don't know. We skip most of it because we don't. I mean, we don't ride lots of rides, so.
Right.
You know, I rode E.T. again because for, you know, old time's sakes.
Right.
Men in Black was fun.
Oh, okay.
Transformers had too long a line. The Jimmy Fallon drive to New York had a really, really long line. So we didn't do that. Obviously, we don't do roller coasters.
Yep.
So the Shrek thing was cute.
Okay.
But, you know, yeah, mostly it's about Harry Potter.
Nice.
What was the other thing we did? Was that King Kong, Ray?
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, that was right. Decent.
Nice.
It was okay. Considering I don't do rides anymore because of, you know, everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't too exciting because I could go through it, but...
All right, we're ready to get started?
Yeah, do it up, dude.
For this personal show for Donkey Teeth and Old Man Sartute.
That's the way to do it.
That's it.
Now, this show's better in post anyway. Have you ever heard it?
No.
You're the worst. You're like the me of this show, but worse.
I got time to listen to this show. I lived through it once. I got to listen to Joe's show.
Oh, it's excellent in post.
Because, you know, Joe's got all this, you know, activity going on now, and there's no comic books to talk about on his comic book show. So they're reading really old comic books and commenting on them. So they're like, hey, do you remember Thunderbolts? Let's talk about that.
Oh, yeah. That has Luke Cage on the cover. This game taught me that.
Anywho. Here we go. All right, the greatest true believers, welcome to 239th. Man, that's going to be a big number. Installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm Bully One. We got KS72. We got Sneaky Beat 15. They are trapped at their homes. How are they doing?
Hello. Okay. You know.
I'm doing fantastic.
All right.
Quarantine's doing me good.
I just brought in, we had a bunch of Instacart delivery today, so I had to bring all that in from the outside, and we wiped it all down and did all that whole dance.
Yeah, good old Instacart. What a great invention.
Yeah.
Shopping's for the birds.
I heard they went on strike for 5 minutes. What ended up happening with that?
I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, did they? Like, legitimate strike?
They talked about it, but I don't know if it ever actually happened.
Oh. I also did not hear that it happened. I'm sure that they, you know, feel poorly risking their lives for minimum wage, but, you know, that's just a side effect of being a peasant. I know it well.
It's not minimum wage when we order, because, as you've met my wife, she overtips a lot.
So. Oh, yes, I'm sure. I tip as well. I try to tip them cash because I feel like the app somehow cheats them out of their tip.
Oh, well, we don't ever see them in person, so it's all through the app.
Oh, right. Well, oh, because they're not there at all. Right. You're not like even
home. They come, they put things down outside my garage door, they leave.
Right. Right. I usually just leave an envelope outside for them.
I suppose you could, but then I would have to. The problem is right now I'm not going anywhere to get change.
Mm,
so if fair. I go to a Mac machine, I'm getting 20s. Mm.
Right. That's not enough. That's not enough for your wife to tip with.
Yeah, that's probably true. Anyway.
Do it, Doug.
This is the show covering April 22nd to the 29th of the 2020s. On your Deadpool dailies. So we had it's Magneto, Mohawk, Cage, Rocket, Spidey, Daredevil, She-Hulk, and Deadpool coming up for you. Over in the 5-day 4-star crash! Out of Titans. Ian, how'd that Dazzler fight go for you?
Total dud. Did not try it, and then it was over.
I had a swift victory with Dazzler. How'd that go for Ray?
Yeah, it actually went really, really quickly for me as well. Quick win.
Speaking of which, I picked a alternate version of Dazzler in today's survey. So,
oh, of course you did.
Yeah, I did. Told them I wanted A-Force Dazzler.
I went with Magneto. I want a new Magneto.
I haven't played yet. I will forget by next week.
for a new character, I picked Damian Hellstrom.
I don't remember.
Coming up on the 17th was Nightcrawler versus Melonhead. Did you play that one, Ian?
I did.
Did you bamf your way to victory?
I'm going to guess yes. I don't recall, but I know I won it. I don't remember it going down. Maybe I was paying attention to Owen and I just kind of lazily won. I did win. Absolutely. Yes. I've now recapped what happened in my head and I remember winning and I remember total success.
Ray, did you punch your way to victory?
Yeah, well, not punch. I remember trying to get purple, constantly trying to get purple, thinking I had enough purple on the board so that I could just bamf my way to victory. And it turned out I had a little bit more red on the board. So I got a ton of red and went, meh, I'll just use that and slice my way to victory.
That's what I did. I sliced my way to victory, almost, and then he went invisible. And then he matched away his own invisibility tile, and Owen spent so much time laughing as hard as he could that I'd forgotten what the rest of the battle was, but I'm sure I just murdered him with my sword.
All right.
He was so mean. He was like, ah, why'd he do that? He's so dumb. I was like, it's just a computer, buddy.
Because it prioritizes making purple matches. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
The 22nd, that's today. We had North Star versus Thanos.
Yes.
That was also a fairly easy victory.
Yeah, Ian's not going to have much luck.
No.
But if you have North Star at a decent level, man, he just whooped up on Thanos. Like, it was...
I just spent the entire fight either invisible or in the air. Just alternated between those two states. Like, I'd be like, all right, I'm invisible. He can't do anything. Okay, I'm back to visible. I'll throw us both up in the air. Thanos takes damage when he lands.
Yeah, I got blue, ran fast, and just whittled him down in no time.
Hey, yeah. Number next is Carnage versus I Have No Idea. The graphic tells me it's the thief from Indiana Jones.
Throw me the adder, I'll throw you the whip.
Right. Yeah. I don't know that guy's name.
I don't know either, but I have a guess that he played Dr. Ock.
Is that Molina? Anthony Molina or something like that? Yeah, I'd be shocked if that's him, but only a little bit shocked. Huh. Yeah, Carnage versus Dr. Octopus. That makes the most sense because he shuffles around all of Carnage's nonsense and hits him with his blue manipulate.
Yeah.
Because when you move one of those special tiles, it causes good damage. Wow, if that's Alfred Molina, that's a good find.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Let's see, Storyland, Hearts of Darkness is running, I get you Psylocke, and North Star covers, and Havoc Shards, and then progression is, placement is Valkyrie and Switch covers, and Sinister Shards. In Strange Sights, that's next, that's Valkyrie and Sinister, and then Black Widow covers, and new character shards, Ian?
Ooh!
And then over in the Morris Day in the Time, Seasons, Suck My Kiss is running. That's Get Your Gray Suit and Hulkbuster, and then Jean Grey and Gray Suit with some rescue shards. All right, so I get it. It's a movie tie-in, but here's another character I had wanted no part of. It's a brand new 5-star Yelena Belloni. Yay!
I find it amusing.
I like her powers, but boy, I hate Yelena Belloni.
On the Lions chat, you said, yeah, character that I never asked for. The response was, really? Craig complains about something? Strange.
Yeah. I kind of like the power set. I just don't need any more Yelena Belloni's, and it really makes me want to not see this movie if it's going to feature Yelena Belloni.
She's a great and one of the only Black Widow exclusive villains.
Right, I don't need those.
There's only one other Yelena, and she's virtually unusable that she's so bad. And every time you ask for a character, it's trash. So let's get excited for things you don't want in the game.
All right, so this is a what do we got? Red, purple, green combo here. The red power is a passive called Top of the Class. At the start of your turn, if the enemy has 11 AP in any color, create a strike tile, deal some damage, and reduce the enemy's largest AP pool by 4.
Ooh.
That's pretty good for, oh, you're getting ready to fire that big power? No, you're not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As it goes up in level, that requirement goes down. At level 5, it's if they have 9 in any color.
Wow.
That's pretty nice. And the strength tile is a little bit better, and the damage is a little bit more. But really, that's things all about keeping them from firing expensive powers. Pretty good power, I think. Her purple power is called Spycraft. This is everyone's favorite trap tiles. Create up to 5 trap tiles of the enemy's strongest color. When matched or destroyed by the enemy, deal damage and convert 3 AP of the enemy's strongest color to their weakest color. So again, more AP denial from their, you know, generally strong powers. That also seems pretty good.
Yes.
At level 4, that is up to 6 trap tiles. Oh, Ian, this might be a 5-4-4.
Is that color AP only, or does team up count?
Colors.
Okay.
So don't worry, Ray. I'm sure Okoye will be fine. the green power is 9 green. This is called Military Surplus. Deal some damage to the enemy team and destroy 2 enemy attack, protect, or strike tiles. And then you convert 1 AP of the enemy's strongest color to their weakest color for each tile you destroy.
Wow.
So again, you're not going to be firing off those powers you like. As it goes up in level, it does more damage, and at level 5, it will convert 3 AP per tile instead of just 1. So yeah, she's all about AP denial. Right. Could be fun.
So yeah. Hit her with a bunch of people who do massive match damage. All right.
All right, yeah, really cheap powers.
Right, sure.
So, there you go, interesting set. I just, yeah, whatever, Helena Bologna. Release events. She's shown up in Strange Sights. As I said, rewards, that'll reward tokens to the determined Bologna cover store. And you will get shards emplacement. I Spy will be running from the 23rd to the 27th, where she will be in placement rewards. And Redacted runs from April 26th to the 29th. That will reward determined Bologna cover stores tokens. In that cover store, that'll runs the 23rd to the 2nd. 1 in 250 chance to get a cover of the Bologna. 1 in 13 chance to get a 4-star. And the special vault runs May 1st through the 5th. 40 things in there. 1 legendary store token and 1 4-star cover. What else we got? Special legendary store, May 1st to the 5th. And that doesn't make sense. It says April 2nd through April 6th.
You are correct.
I'm assuming
that
they mean May 2nd through May 6th. 15% chance to get Yelena Baloney, Ray's favorite Okoye, and Black Panther Civil War. Buy those tokens for 25 CP. But there you go. Yelena Baloney.
Cool. As an unexpected character. Does anybody remember what the clue was for her?
Midnight? Something what? About pale moonlight?
Is that what it was? Yeah.
Right. The pale moonlight thing.
Under the pale moonlight. Thank you,
right, Slime. I have no idea what that means for Yelena Baloney.
Nope. Again, I'm sure it has something to do with, I know nothing about the character, other than she seems to be a Black Widow-themed character. Is that movie ever getting released?
In the fall, I'm assuming now.
Cool.
Or at least late summer.
That one's going to be a tough watch for me. I do not enjoy David Harbour.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm expecting to not like that film, but we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. Nope. Could have a lot of good elements.
I can hope. I don't really have anything else in the news. You guys got any news?
No. I don't do much.
I champed another 5-star. Does that count?
Whoa, that is news. Tell me.
Kurt tells me he does that like every single day of the week.
Yeah, well, that's him. So actually, and I did it through shards. So I was able to get enough 3-star cap that it gave me enough, what's his name, Bucky, that I got my final 5-star that I needed for Infinity War cap. So he is my 24th 5-star champ.
Good lord. So many.
Now I'm working on Black Suit Spider-Man. He's got one more cover to go, so I've got favorited Iron Spider and 3-star Spidey to try, and I only need like 80 more shards, so I should get that as soon as Iron Spider levels.
Okie doke.
Yeah.
Let's go to the top three from the top three, or three winners from three losers. This week's category, what is it, Ian?
Oh, this week's category is top three game shows.
Top three game shows. All right, who wants to go with their first number three?
I suppose I'll start.
All right.
All right, my third favorite game show is Classic Concentration.
Oh.
Again, more for the content of the show than, you know, any elements of the actual show. Although having Alex Trebek as a host really elevated the show. But goodness knows I love a good Rebus puzzle. So to have an entire show based around such things was totally my jam.
All right.
Very interesting.
My number three, let's see if it's on the board. Ding! It's Family Feud! Gotta love the feud.
Yeah, I do love the feud.
Yeah. Classic show. It's been on forever.
Yeah.
Some hosts good, some hosts real bad, but the feud perseveres.
It's true. Some of the hosts were like, you know, top three greatest hosts of all time.
Oh, but man, when there was a time where, what was the big fat, not funny comedian?
Oh, Louis Anderson.
Oh, man, that was some bad times.
Yeah, but Dawson made up for
Richard
all of it.
Richard Dawson was the bomb.
He was the greatest. That the season where you got to pull, if you were the fifth person in the family, you got to pull a lollipop out of the lollipop bin, and it might be wrapped in like a $100 bill or something. That was amazing.
The Ray Combs years weren't bad until he committed suicide.
Yeah, he had some tough mental issues.
Yeah, he had some mental problems, but he was a good host.
He was a good host, but yeah. Man. Dawson just full mouth kissed everybody.
There's nothing better than watching when you watch a European Vacation, where Aston, the guy who was Gomez, is playing the game show host and supposed to be Richard Dawson, and he's just full making out with every woman on the show.
That was the big minus for him, but then he went on to be in Running Man, so that, you know, that kind of made up for it.
Who do you love?
Who loves you and who do you love? Killian!
Oh, man, that movie's good.
That movie is solid. I'm cursed.
Why would you cover it up with another curse? You're the worst. It's just like Ray go. You could be last
beep,
this week.
Beep. Ray, what you got? You're number three.
Well, even though I hate Steve Harvey, my number three was also Family Feud.
Nice! So bang! Two votes for the feud!
That wow. is the first time that we've got a double on here.
Yeah.
All right. Ian, what's your number two?
Oh, you didn't go yet, Craig. Oh, you did go.
I did. I
forgot. I was so thrown off by your total downward spiral. I forgot that would make it a double. My number two is everybody's favorite, especially if you are a stay-at-home parent or unemployed. You guessed it. The Price is Right.
Mm.
Mm. Price is Right has so many good games within a good game. I mean, I don't know anybody whose favorite game isn't Plinko, but beyond that.
I like the one with the mountain climber, just to hear that yodel song.
Yeah, that was great. Cliffhanger is an awesome game.
Yeah.
And for me, I really feel like it was a fairly seamless transition into Drew Carey. I think he is a great host, and I think he does a good job.
Yeah, he's not bad.
Right. I mean, again, he's no Bob Barker.
Right, but you know, what are you going to do there?
Yeah, right. Right, I don't have those kind of expectations.
I don't
want to
just
show.
A little bit. I want the whole thing.
Again,
Bob Barker
showed up in a movie
fight.
Was amazing.
It's amazing.
The Price
beat
is
up Happy
wrong.
Gilmore.
All right, so my number two is one of the great game shows of all time, featuring Gene Rayburn, Brett Summers, and Charles Nelson Reilly. It's The Match Game, 1975, 1976, 1977, 1978, and 1979. I don't know how many. Oh, there were so many Match Games, I lost track of them. But not the crap remake with America's Finest Actor, Alec Baldwin. But the classic, Gene Rayburn, was amazing.
He really was.
He could get away. Did just got away with stuff all the time on that show. He would just say things, and contestants would just say things, and Charles was ridiculous.
Yeah. Shockingly offensive things, and
show
those
is still
outfits
funny.
That Charles Nelson Reilly insisted on wearing.
Yep,
so many ascots.
I will turn on the Pluto TV and go to the game show channel and just watch hours of Match Game. Still to this day, I love the Match Game.
I'm glad I didn't think about that because it would have probably made my list as well.
The match game is great.
We can't have two, you know, two doubles. That would just be wrong.
Wait for number one.
Yeah.
Well, that's
going to be a sweep.
Kind of. I know exactly what you're thinking, but so my number two, I knew nobody else would pick because it's really not that good of a game. It was advertised as a playing card game, and I always love playing card games. Like, I always love tabletop games, and playing cards in a game show that got me interested. It's really just a game about high-low, but then they throw in some trivia as well. Card Sharks.
Card
Sharks was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is also on Pluto TV.
Yeah. That comes on. It's a nine. I'm going to freeze.
That comes on right before the match game Hollywood Squares Hour.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel completely out of my depth because you watch so much more game show than I do.
I love game shows.
Card Sharks was good, though. Yeah. That was a good choice.
I enjoyed it.
Was that Peter Marshall?
I thought it was Bob Eubanks.
I thought it was Peter Marshall as well.
No, I think Ray's right.
Was it Bob Eubanks?
Bob.
Wait, who did Peter Marshall host? I don't know.
The one I'm familiar with is Bob Eubanks. He definitely was host for a while. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. When you were having to guess the percentage exactly was like impossible. Having to say higher or lower than the percentage the other person guessed was always the right.
Yeah,
that would just hurt my soul.
And invariably, almost always, people guessed some ridiculous extreme.
They really
did. They're like, all right, out of 100 people, how many would murder their wives in a split second for a piece of gum? Boy, that's got to be, I don't know, 97. I'll take lower. Yes, the correct answer was one. Like, what are you doing there?
So, yeah, the hosts were Jim Perry, who Sluggo remembers, Bob Eubanks, Bill Rafferty, Pat Bullard. And then finally, Joel McHale.
What?
Apparently, they did a reboot
with Joel McHale.
I guess I don't know. He's on the list.
How have I never seen Joel McHale card charts?
I don't know.
This is real bad.
Oh,
how do I got it? This has to be streaming on the internet somewhere, right?
Yeah, get as soon as the show's over, get to it.
Oh, I gotta type this into a search engine right now.
All right. While you're doing that, I'm gonna start revealing the number one game show. Yes. So.
Yeah, it was on ABC 2019. How did I miss this?
I'm in suspense.
What, for my number one?
Yes.
Oh, it's not that suspenseful. I try out to be on this game show literally every year.
Right.
Sometimes I stand in very long lines at casinos so that I can get an in-person interview. And someday, before it's gone, I will be on it. When I'm on it, there'll be sadly a new host because the current host will have died. But Jeopardy is the best show. Possibly ever. Although, man, just trying to play it now. I mean, if I could, I mean, I know more and I'm better at trivia now, but I mean, there's so much more strategy to the game and the way you pick through categories and the way you hold the signaling button. It's evolving faster than I'm gaining trivia skills. So we'll see. What's happening? Are you still watching Card Sharks with Joel McHale?
They are. If you go to their webpage, there's apply
Close
now for casting for
window.
Season two. But no, I can apply for casting for season two.
After the show, you can do that. Right now, you're going to tell us about your number one game show.
I can beat Joel McHale. He's my hero.
You can. I'm sure he'll be at, I don't know, some sort of con.
I love Joel McHale. Yeah, my number one is, of course, always the same as Ian's. It's Jeopardy. It's just the king of trivia.
It really is.
So I knew for a fact that Jeopardy was going to be Ian's number one, so I specifically didn't include it on my list.
Nice.
And instead, because it is. It's by far my most enjoyable game show to watch. However, since I knew it was going to be on another list,
Say bumper stumpers.
Win Ben Stein's Money.
Oh, that was a good show.
That show was good.
Even though I severely disagree with Ben Stein on anything political, that show is still very much entertaining.
He was funny.
He's funny.
Yeah, he was very good on that show.
He's extremely knowledgeable. So, yeah, entertaining show. So if I can't put Jeopardy on there, which I could have, but I decided to go with a different trivia game.
You didn't want a triple agreement on our third list ever?
Right, exactly.
Right.
Let it be a contrarian. Now I can go back to this applying for this Joel McHale thing. Man, that's exciting.
I'm not going to edit this. I'm just going to leave it all in with all the pausing and everything.
Right. That's totally, that is totally reasonable.
All right. Let's go for a quote stolen from a game show that did not make the top three. But now it's time for the Quizmaster of 78 Facts of Drive. Ian Goff.
Hello. Oh, this week's Marvel puzzle. Oh, last week's. I should probably resolve last week's question before I move on to the new one. I believe you are asked who was the first 4-star character introduced to the game and who was the first 5-star character who entered the game. 4-star entering the game, of course, was X-Force Wolverine, and 5-star was the Silver Surfer, which was an appropriate level when they were introducing 5-stars, and now Yelena Belova's a 5-star, so it's all gone sideways. God Emperor Doom or Yelena Belova?
No Card Sharks on Hulu.
So this week, your quick question is, in what PvE event did Marvel Puzzle Quest unveil the ever-popular Wave Nodes?
Ooh. I think I know the answer to that, but I'm not going to guess yet, so.
That's fair.
My guess is that an event, they don't run anymore.
That's a bad guess.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to give away any hints, but I really think they still run it. I don't play enough to know what they still run and what they don't. If they do run it, it's been a while. You've played it, Craig. I'm certain of that.
Okay.
Okay. There you go. Ran 2 months ago.
There you go.
Okay. So anyway, that's it. Let's move on to the mailbag featuring Willie Lumpkin.
I should pay attention to the script sometimes.
Ray.
Sure. So first, let's start over D3 forum. Tony Foote commented.
Hey, oh, Tony Foote.
He says, Xena, that's in quotes, wasn't even in Good Battlestar until season 3, so you did not see her snap a baby's neck in the first episode. Okay, I will now shut up about Good Battlestar.
Really? What? Wasn't that the introductory movie?
That happened in the introductory, but it was a blonde Cylon woman.
Yeah, wasn't it played by Xena?
No.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
He also commented, 3 good Disney movies with that selection criteria and looking at Disney Plus, I realize how few good movies they have made in the last 30 years without a Pixar tag on them. I would struggle to find 3. Okay. Zootsax commented, said, I have to admit the top 3 Disney movies was more interesting topic than I would have originally given credit for, even with Craig having more or less already answered his over the course of the podcast.
Yeah.
Because Tron was brought up, he thought it was worth mentioning that the fantastic The Making of Tron documentary with the 20th anniversary release, he says that he likes watching that now almost more than the movie itself. Plus, it amuses me to no end that the Academy Awards wouldn't consider Tron for best visual effect because it had around 15 minutes of computer graphics. I don't know if you remember that at the time, but computer graphics.
I do not. I was young at the time.
That was right out.
I'd like to point out that according to IMDb, Battlestar Galactica started in 2005, and Xena was on episodes in 2005. So she wasn't totally in the first season.
All right. So I definitely see this argument continuing forward. Sorry, Tony. I was willing to drop it, but, you know, I don't know.
Who played the blonde Cylon who snapped the baby's neck?
I don't
you
know.
You made it into the Craig Book of Grudges.
I don't know, and I don't have time to look it up. But anyway, moving on to Reddit. D-Wing and the Wall of Text. When I googled Under a Pale Moonlight, the results were all related to Batman, so I'm just confused. Yeah, I still don't know how Yelena got in there with Under Pale Moonlight, but yeah, okay. He also wanted Craig to have Darby O'Gill and the Little People on his list of Disney movies.
That's a good movie.
I can't say I've seen that.
Oh, it's good times.
I have no idea what it is, so...
Sean Connery, Leprechauns.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I never knew the name of that movie. Okay, I have seen that.
So one of our associate producers says, Craig, you should look into Trisha Helfer.
Is that a person?
Yes. Probably a blonde Cylon who snaps babies' necks.
Huh. Really thought that was Xena.
Apparently Lucy Lawless...
she didn't show up until season 2, episode 8.
There you go. And I can now no longer watch Lady and the Tramp.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. Still a good movie.
Craig liking Gergi is just, yeah. So, I actually just watched that movie this week due to our conversation about it. I'd never seen Black Cauldron before.
What?
Mm.
No.
Ah, oh, solid.
It's okay. It's okay. I mean, you know, it's really solidly a Disney kids movie, but there's some pretty significant stuff in it. Like, it's
right,
dark.
And it's definitely got that that trippy 70s animation feel.
Yeah, yeah.
It's, but, yeah. Have you read the books?
No.
No.
Oh.
They made a movie out of it. Why do I need to do that? That's crazy. Also, was this part of D-Wing's comments?
Yes.
Yeah. That's totally on brand for Craig. Gergi makes everybody in the world sad, so that makes Craig happy, so he loves Gergi.
He's much worse in the books, because he's a little murdering beast that, like, eats humans. Like, he's terrible. He's much more toned down in the cartoon.
Yep, Craig's favorite Star Wars character? You guessed it, Jar Jar Binks.
Still better than Rey. Had more character development.
D-Wing also said Robin Hood was the number one movie the week I was born.
Oh. Nice.
Okay. Craig's list is so on brand, it could smother me.
Wow.
Yeah, that's gross. I don't know what he's into, but...
And Ian wins the episode for his number one movie.
Woo!
By the way, that is also a movie that I've never seen.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's on the list.
Okay. I feel like you might not enjoy it. I don't know how you feel about Tim Burton-style films.
On the positive side of neutral.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, it's only like an hour and something, so I'm going to hit it sometime here soon, but...
Okay. Glad it made the list, I guess.
I got these crazy podcasts going on.
Nice.
He did also say that Wolvie and Norrin Rad, I'm guessing One Star Venom was the first reworked thanks to Craig's meddling.
No, there were totally people reworked before then.
There were. There were definitely.
Yeah, but the first One Star rework.
That's possible.
Yeah, the first and only One Star rework.
No, Spider-Man was reworked.
Yeah.
I thought he was just brand new. He didn't exist. And then they just put him in the game.
Yeah, they put him in the game and then they went, well, how about we do make all of his powers do damage? I thought it was a rework.
Oh, no, I thought you just showed up as a 666, like, wrecking machine.
Hmm. I didn't think so.
No, I thought he didn't used to do anything. Like, he just didn't do anything.
No, I don't even remember him, but I believe it. When I first started playing the game, Spider-Man was not part of it.
That is true. He definitely is one of the most recent, if not the most recent, One Star.
Yes.
And I had thought he had also received a rework.
It's very likely.
So, D-Wing also commented on the dog show Streisand Pound Sand thing. He said it was amazing. And Craig, you sang People.
Huh. Oh, yeah, that's definitely something Craig would do.
That is something I would do.
Red Febtober, a new commenter, I guess.
Yeah.
New name at least, but it's confounding and awesome at the same time.
He says, trivia answers, 5-star surfer. 4-star X-Force Wolverine, and the rework, he says, 3-star Magneto? That was part of your question, by the way. Who was the first rework?
Oh, I have no idea. Did I add that?
I think
I thought I added that.
Did Craig add that? Did he pressure me into that?
Yeah, like he added that to ruin it. Yeah.
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 That was it.
I didn't know Magneto got reworked, because he is awesome.
Yeah. He got reworked a long time ago. He might have been the first.
Hmm.
I don't know. I
still think it was Ragnarok.
Hesjin Gixon says my vote for the top 3 would be, and this for future episodes, Ian, your favorite cult classic movies. So the movie that stank at the box office but became popular later. They don't need to be good, just whatever your favorite is. And Samurai followed up by saying, alternatively, top 3 movies you're embarrassed to admit that you enjoyed.
Yeah, I don't hate either of those categories. They would take some thinking.
Yeah, those would. As opposed to the one that we're doing for next week, which I'm pretty sure I already know. But in any case, that is all they wrote. The mailbag is empty. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. All right, in that case.
Did badly in the theater and was bad in home release as well, and it never became a popular movie, and it's one of your favorites. Where does that fall?
It's where Ian tells us how awesome Ishtar was.
No, nope. This is where the list both ends with the number one, Ray and I, saying the 13th Warrior.
Oh, that's a good movie.
It's a good movie.
Very much enjoyed that film.
Let me pull up my infographic while you tell me things.
Even means son of. All right, so once again, I'm Hans.
I'm Franz.
And we just want to pump
you up. Solid. Could have been. I don't know. There's a delay. I can't tell. Whenever it's the worse it sounds, the better people tell me it is. So I just ride right along with it. Boosted 3 stars. Blade is boosted. His attack tile, if you have enough strike tiles out, will be boosted. Those strike tiles that he puts out will be boosted. And his direct damage from his black is also boosted. Daken, Daken, or Daken, your choice. All three of them are boosted. His strike tiles boosted. His healing is boosted. And the damage he does with his blue is boosted. The damage he probably takes from his blue is probably also boosted. So, or not blue. He takes damage from his black, doesn't he? Or am I thinking of the 2-star one?
Sorry, I'm just laughing because I heard what Ray played in the background.
Did you throw the pow?
I accidentally clicked it, so...
From the pow? I just heard it. I just heard it very dimly in the background. It made me laugh. The heat will cause him a little bit of damage.
Yeah. I just didn't remember if 3-star is... I'll save that for a later trivia question. Never mind. We'll just move on to Dr. Octopus, the 3-star version. The amount of damage he does... if he uses his blue against special tiles will be boosted. The attack tiles he puts out boosted, and the damage he does from his armed and dangerous green attack will be boosted. Gamora, low-cost red, does a lot of extra damage. Trying to remember what her other abilities are. I think there's one where she stuns you and does some damage. And Bad Reputation probably puts out strike tiles, if I remember correctly, so those will be boosted. Rocket and or Groot. The 3-star version, of course. Their healing is already massive. It's probably boosted because they're boosted, so that's pretty good. Craig used to use him. Do you remember what those other two powers do? One of them blows up a chunk of the board.
Yeah, his green blows up a
little
bit
of damage. And yeah. I Have a Plan puts out strike tiles, let's say.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The blue power puts out some tiles. The green power blows up the middle 4 squares.
Yeah, there you go. So, get some boosted strike tiles. Lots of boosted strike tiles this week. Everybody putting out strike tiles, all of them a little bit stronger. All right, let's see. 4-star boosted characters. Ghost Rider. He's good. At least I like him. He used to only do pen and stare, but now he does some AoE with his burning rubber or blast you with some hellfire. Those should both be improved. Bishop. Everybody's favorite / least favorite. He deals back damage with Overclocked. You get a boost in that amount of damage, and he puts out some Protect tiles for the future. I'll investigate his portrait later, because I'm not 100% certain on it. Mysterio.
Oh, that was a good show.
What's that?
That is from the show Fringe.
Oh, was he on Fringe? I didn't know John Noble was on Fringe. It makes me want to watch Fringe.
That show was great. Absolutely great.
Was his character named Bishop or some such thing?
That sounds right.
Okay.
Dr. Bishop?
Okay. I believe you. So, now that I'm temporarily derailed, but still excited about John Noble being in things, Fringe, I heard from you that it was great. I've heard from other less reliable sources that the final season was so bad that it's unwatchable. And you should stop after the season before the final season and just pretend like it ends there.
It takes a left turn for that final season.
Okay.
But did it
offensively so?
I still liked it.
Okay. Interesting. Two very opposing views. Let's see what Mysterio does. He gets some damage out of those trap tiles. More if he is invisible. His burst health is improved. And the little bit of damage he does for his next trick also improved. Reworked for the better, but still only okay. Good old Nick Fury.
Yeah, Nick Fury.
Yeah, is boosted. You don't need to collect multiple colors to get Avengers Assemble to work. And it does put out some boosted protect tiles and boosted damage now. His demolition, the damage that happens when his trap tiles all explode is pretty significant, even more so now. I don't know what recently reworked escape plan does, but I think it does some damage and makes a strike tile. So look for a better strike tile and more damage there. And then good old Captain Falcon, Falcon America, and Flapton are all boosted. He puts out protect tiles, which will be larger. The buffing ability of special tiles will be better. And if ever comes a day when you collect 14 red, he'll be able to do a bunch of boosted damage plus boosted damage for every protect tile that you have on the board.
Not if you're playing against Yelena Belloni.
Yeah, she'll be able to steal that red all day long. He'll go from useless to, he'll still be able to buff special tiles. So there you go. No real change. Let's see what Samurai has to say about these boosted fellers and ladies. For the 3-star boosts, we've got Blade teaming up with the Dream Warrior, teaming up with Rocket and or Groot. Like I said, lots of strike tiles, so they all put out lots of strike tiles. That helps. That'll help Blade put out his most potent attack tile, and Rocket and Groot are very adequate tanks. If you want to not be in the 3-star world, you can use Bishop. He's boosted. Everybody seems to like him, but that's it.
See, actually, doesn't Bishop trigger? It takes way more damage to trigger Bishop when he's boosted. So in my mind, he's actually a little easier to play against.
Oh, maybe I just assume that the amount of damage he deals back is boosted.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
So
it's still a nightmare, but it's, you know, right. it's harder to get the nightmare started.
Yeah, I just don't like making a match and immediately getting stun penalized for making a match.
Yeah.
Right. Cool. Well, listen to me now and believe me later. That's who's boosted. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
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 All right, let's head over to Team Up Time.
Synergy segment featuring Ray.
Nice robot sound effect.
Thanks. I'm here to help.
All right, so this week, just as a reminder, if you're ever interested in the teams, you can go to puzzlewarriors3.com and click on the Synergy segment green link near the right-hand side of the page, and you can see a PDF that has all the teams that people have suggested. This week is the second week for a suggestion from Auberman. This week is Captain Marvel, Green Goblin, and Iceman, all 5-star characters. If you have your Captain Marvel at 553, Green Goblin at 553, and Iceman at 355. Personally, that's way more covers than I have on any of those three, so I certainly didn't try this out yet, but it sounds interesting. So, the core of this team is Carol and Norman.
Norman?
So, they're slow, but they're pretty effective in PvP. So, the secret is that Norman's passive yellow will fortify countdown and repeater tiles on every turn, and your goal is to get loads of those. And Carol's passive green jumps out there automatically with the repeater, but you should also be able to get red for her to put out another repeater with her red power. So it's much more reliable with Norman's fortifying these repeaters constantly. Purple for Norman to use his pumpkin bombs, and then black for his glider, which is just an amazing amount of damage. And again, those revolve around countdown tiles, which he will fortify, so hopefully keep them on the board for you. When selecting a color for Trick or Treat, which is Norman's purple, you'll generally want to select black, as he puts out strike tiles, and a lot of strike tiles makes Carol's active green ability even better. Yellow can be used by Carol to pop somebody into the air, or by Norman to accelerate countdowns, which, because you're going to have a ton of those, that'll be useful. One thing this team is missing is blue, which is where Iceman comes in, and he puts out a lot of countdowns and repeaters, and yeah, Carol's green passive repeater is probably better used for Iceman's green active repeaters. So there you go. It's a little complicated, but you're going to have stunning and strike tiles and all the repeaters you can want. So give it a whirl if you got the three of them: Captain Marvel, Green Goblin, and Iceman to follow up. So that's your team up for this week. Thanks as always to Unify.
Unify. All right, let's go OG then and open up some tokens. I've got 6 to open, so do you want me to go last? You guys,
no, I got sucked into the survey, so I'm going to need a little time.
I've got 5. I'm going to open a bunch of tokens in.
Do it.
All right, so we got
Flip Pow!
A useless cloak and dagger, a Cletus, an invisible Drax, main event, baby Groot, and they're all 4 stars. And a Caroliner Dean. That was sad times.
All right. Let's see if I have any better luck.
You will.
Again, we've got 5. Well, where were you clicking them? Not that it matters, but I just like playing this game.
I was actually clicking the button.
Okay. I want to poke them in the teeth because they're scary.
Hey, level one Drax got me 1 more token.
Nice. 4 star.
Flip pow!
Spider Woman. The second one gets me North Star. Okay. The third one, I'm going for the eyeball now. Another 4 star, Kraven. Fantastic.
That's funny.
I opened up
my extra one. It got me a Kraven.
Oh, nice.
But leveling Kraven got me another token. So
my next one is 4 star Sandman. And finally, we're saving all the 5 stars for Ian, a 4 star Valkyrie. All righty.
All right, I'm going to poke him in the teeth with this last one. Nope, it's another 4 star.
Flip it, pow!
The immortal Danny Rand. Man, that sucked a lot.
All right, Ian, how's it going?
Sorry. All my stuff turned out to be things that I need to type in. So it's taking disproportionately long. I'm going to stop and pretend like I'm on this show. Hey, thanks. Sorry, it gave me Doctor Strange shards for some reason, and I was grateful and confused.
Yeah, all right, because you're stuck at home.
They give out some stuff and some health packs too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
thanks D3. As always to Demiurge.
Oh, hey, did you guys see, by the way, that they are no longer part of Sega?
Who's they and what's that?
Demiurge. Apparently the original owner bought them back.
Oh.
I think it was Sega.
Ooh. Well, I'm going to open a token in the meantime. That glowy eye is just begging for a poking. Ooh, I don't know. Whoa. Flip pow! Hulkbuster. That was unexpected. I'm only going to open one in that case. Oh, but it got me a something or other. Oh, a rescue cover.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was a fun surprise. I like rescue.
Every time I'm leveling my character, she stares me in the face because she has 1,000 shards.
Oh.
I don't know from what, from some event earlier, but I have her at a 3-2-2, so I'm not using those covers yet. I'm waiting until I get more so that I don't put them in the wrong colors and end up getting it at 5-5-2 or something.
That's a wise choice.
Yeah.
All right, I finished my survey as well. Turns out the person I would like to see most added to the game is Elsa Bloodstone, and the variant that I would most likely see, would like to see in the game, is Nick Fury as Sergeant Fury and his Howling Commandos.
Okay.
Anyway, the co-founder and of Demiurge bought it back from Sega.
Cool.
So, there you go.
So they're independent from Sega now.
We I didn't know Sega owned it. Independent together.
Great. Thanks as always to this guy.
This guy. Ian, what's on the podcast network?
Hey, our podcast network, which you can find this show and many others, is called the Soon to Be Named Network. It's available at soontobenamednetwork.com. We have a fluctuating number of great podcasts on there at any time. So if you would like to fill your quarantine days and with some podcasting, check us out. It's a soon-to-be-named network at soon-to-be-named-network.com.
Thanks, Ian. Anything else for the good of the order?
I think I'm good.
Let me know if you make it on Card Sharks.
Yeah, I'm going to try. I'm still trying to find a way that I can actually stream it so I can see some Joel McHale. I'm really sad it's not on the Hulu.
Yeah, I didn't know it was a thing.
Yeah, I didn't either. I'm really surprised. He should be on more shows. He's always a treat when he shows up on The Masked Singer.
Yeah. Is that show on hiatus? Where'd it go?
It's on tonight.
Oh, okay.
Last week was the filler episode.
Oh, yeah. There was just nothing on. I didn't.
Yeah, tonight's
it
a real
record,
episode.
So I just assumed that it was on hiatus or something.
It was the karaoke episode. So they redid old songs and put the words on the screen for you. So you could sing along. Yeah, it was bad.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us here this week.
Almost as bad as White Tiger getting drafted by Tampa Bay. Or by drafted, I mean traded to.
Ah, White Tiger. Woo!
Boo.
I'm telling you, he's going to score a touchdown, win the game, and immediately then The Rock is going to come out and attack him for the 24-7 belt.
That would be
Except
possibly...
that it won't be The Rock. It'll be someone lame. It'll be like The Miz.
Right. That's fine. That would still be possibly the greatest combo of entertainment I've ever seen.
You know, would have worked in the XFL. McMahon could have made that happen.
He totally could have made that happen. Gronk gets powerbombed in the end zone.
Oh, that would have been gold.
Apples. Yeah. All right, get us out of here.
Yeah, thanks for joining us, PuzzleWarriors3.com. All those things you need to buy from Amazon because you're not leaving your house, hey, use our webpage. That way we can buy things from Amazon and not leave our house.
Exactly.
So that's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, it may be sweet, but it ain't pie.
Nice. That's acceptable. Bye, friends.
Good night. Good night, everybody.